Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
From the Four Hoes Podcast.
What up, hoes? Welcome to the podcast. This is going to be a really mad one.
We're pissed. Just to get pissed for this, I pissed.
You actually pissed to get mad for this?
Well, like, I piss every 30 minutes. So, like, yeah, I did piss. But I'm also just, like, mad right now.
What? I'm just really mad. You guys, this is going to be all about pet peeves, things that piss us off, things that rub us the wrong way, things that make your underwear feel tight, like you're suffocating in it, things that just make you hate the world. This is a really positive episode.
Yeah, after watching this, I'm pretty sure you're going to start something on file. Just don't start anything big on file.
Yeah, like you probably started this podcast like, oh, another episode of Bros Before Hoes. Let's just listen to them talk about Lindsay Lohan and just forget about everything. But unfortunately, by the end of this podcast, you're probably going to like punch your mom for no reason.
Yeah, I'm not lying. Like, you're in your room right now, all happy, like thinking about Shawn Mendes. But Boo, in a little bit, you're going to throw a pot of boiling water on your kitty. That's really bad. Are people going to think I'm a serial killer?
Yeah, how did you think of that, psycho?
But that's the vibe of this podcast.
That is. Also, speaking of Shawn Mendes, everyone, it's so crazy that he's like one celebrity that I don't think I've ever heard one bad thing about. Like, everyone just loves him. They all think he's hot. Like, there's just nothing, no one hates him. Like, the worst that anyone can say is like, oh, he's like kind of boring just because like he never is seen at a strip club like having sex with a prostitute or something, so it's kind of boring. But other than that, like, no one says anything bad.
That is crazy because, like, part of me was going to say, oh, but, like, it's probably because he's, like, a boy. And for some reason, like, no one hates, like the male pop stars. But then everyone hates Justin Bieber. And, like, because there's this Calvin Klein campaign. And, like, Noah Centineo's in it. And, like, someone else. But, like, people hate Noah Centineo, kind of. But no one hates Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, just like everyone just views him as like this angel, can do no wrong. And we're all just like, wow, what an innocent boy. We're so happy he's famous. But then like probably in 20 years, it'll come out that like he was just like a asshole to everyone. Just yeah. Kidding. I actually don't think that'll happen. He honestly just seems like such a nice person.
I know, because even when him and Hailey Baldwin broke up, he didn't do anything.
Oh, that's kind of still a little bit fishy. I don't know if I buy that one.
Yeah, like I do have like stuff to say, but I don't want to say it because like obviously he's not listening, but I don't want Shawn Mendes fans to get mad at me.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Hailey Baldwin and Shawn Mendes went to the Met Ball or whatever last year as a date. And the weird thing was literally 2 weeks later, Hailey Baldwin was like married to Justin Bieber. So everyone was like, is that all just fake?
So like my thing is that like I know that he said in this article that like it makes him so mad and stuff, but like I do think he's gay, but like I feel like there's like hardcore people like, bitch, don't say that. But like
I actually don't think he is.
You don't?
No, I just feel like he would have already came out, or at least came out as bisexual. Like even Harry Styles is everyone's bisexuality is just like being right-handed at this point. Like everyone's pretty much just like, oh yeah, we're all just bisexual. So like I feel just... like he wouldn't have came out at like, he would have at least said like, oh yeah, like gender doesn't matter to me, like I just am kind of like who I like, you know what I mean? I feel like he would have at least said that if he was gay.
I was thinking that, but then like I feel like his like team and him kind of wants him to become like the next, like, he already is so famous, like, but then wouldn't all the goals be like, oh, I only have 50% chance to be with him now?
No, because they, that'd just be more exciting. They'd be like, oh my God, he likes everyone. Like, even if even if I change my gender, he'll still like me.
Yeah, and true, like, people kind of like that nowadays.
Yeah, it's like sort of like, it's like back when Zac Efron was in High School Musical, like, everyone for sure thought he was gay because he just had like, he just has like a gay face, you know what I mean? Like, he just like, yeah. Back then when you looked at him, you were just like, oh yeah, like, that's a gay person, but he isn't gay. So I feel like that's another case of Shawn Mendes. Like, some people appear gay, but they just aren't.
I'm laughing. He said, oh, that's a gay person, because it just sounded like it was
hopefully no, this isn't offensive funny. What we're saying.
But then another thing, okay, so this might also be offensive, but I have to say it. So thing about Zac Efron, I watched his 73 Questions, which came out 2 years ago. I watched it when it came out, and his personality, I don't know, I watched interviews too. If something about it just seems so fake. And part of me, I don't think he's gay. I don't really think that. But I think that he's faking all of this, like, I like basketball stuff.
I know, for some reason, like, when he Instagrams, like, on a four-wheeler, you're just like, come on, shut up. You know what I mean? Know. Also, the best thing about 73 Questions with Vogue on YouTube is, like, you fully, like, you can, I feel like you learn so much about someone from, like, watching one of those, because you see, like, do they have a personality? Because, like, they are talking for 10 minutes, no cuts or anything. And, like, some people pull it off so well, but then some people who you thought would pull it off just don't.
Yeah, like, that actually, like, it gives you more of an inner depth, because, like, usually everything's cut, but then you get to see, like, their mannerisms and how they actually act. But have you noticed that? Vogue used to be so good at 73 Questions, but not to hate on them. Like, Vogue, if you want to put me on the cover, I will. But, like, have you noticed that they kind of made them shittier? Like, they did. I watched one, and it wasn't even at the person's house. It was just in a random arcade or something.
Oh, yeah. It's, you, like, can tell, boo, that they kind of are speeding through some of them. Like, the guy who originally thought of it probably, like, put so much passion into it. But now they're probably just, like, having interns and stuff do some ones. Just, like, they can produce so much at once.
Yeah, because people, I feel like everyone knows what 73 Questions with Vogue is at this point.
Yeah, but even people who you wouldn't expect to be good, surprisingly, are like Kendall Jenner. I was like, oh, this is going to be awkward. But then she actually was so natural and just like going with the flow in the moment.
Oh, yeah. Have you watched Hailey Baldwin's?
Oh, that one was stiff.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of, yeah. But it,
oh,
was,
did,
like,
you like it?
It was kind of awkward, but like, she did kind of seem like a real person, which I wasn't expecting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Weird. For some reason, when I watched hers, I was just like, the whole time I was just like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like maybe it's just the mood you're in when you watch them. It has nothing to do with them.
Oh, yeah. But then
also, Selena Gomez's was a little bit awkward, which you wouldn't expect. Like, she's an actress. You'd think it would just go so good. But I remember thinking that one was a little bit stiff.
That's what I was just going to mention, Selena Gomez. Because, like, hers was like, for some reason, I just remember that one. Like, hers was kind of just like, weird. Can we talk about, I have one more thing to mention about Selena Gomez.
So,
like,
funny. We have so many, why do we have so many opinions on 73 Questions? Like, this isn't even important.
I know, it's some like YouTube show. But another thing about Selena Gomez, so a couple years back, she was like, did this big shoot with like a magazine. I forgot what, like some magazine, like it wasn't People, it was seven, I don't know, it was some magazine. But it's so funny because, like, in the shoot, she, like, tried to make her... It's so funny when, like, big-ass celebrities like Selena Gomez try to make themselves seem so normal. Because, like, the article read... Like, because you know how with articles like that, like Rolling Stone and stuff, they go to the person's house and, like, they just kind of describe what's happening.
Oh, yeah, like, make it so intense.
Yeah, so, like, they were like, Selena just got home from church on a Sunday, and now she just pulled out the Campbell's, like, mushroom soup and is going to start making dinner for her family. It's like, bitch, I'm sorry, but we all know that doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, on the way home from church, you guys would all just go to Subway like everyone else, go through a fast food place, pick up some, like, greasy bags.
You guys aren't eating, like, Campbell's mushroom soup. We all know that. Like, I'm sorry.
All right, so should we get into the pet peeves? So basically what we're going to do is me and Jacob both wrote down a list of some pet peeves, not our top pet peeves per se, but just like ones that came to our mind today that are just like kind of irking us at the moment. And we're going to read each other's list. Like I'm going to read Jacob's, and then I'm going to give him, and he'll like explain it and he'll read mine.
Yeah. Like these pet peeves that like, I didn't like, I feel like I just thought of like things that are just always annoying. Like it, I wrote it within a couple of minutes. I just thought of like what orcs me, and these are what came up. And I also need to mention one more thing. Before we need to go, talk about a conspiracy theory about why is every fucking Disney style and Nickelodeon style mostly Disney born in Texas? I just thought about that.
That is weird how they're all born in like, they all are born in Texas. Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Debbie Ryan.
You talked about it in your videos, like there's obviously a thing down there where they created them.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a factory and they're all just fake robots.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. Okay, so these pet peeves are going to make you mad. And so get ready to hit your family.
Time to throw that positive attitude down the drain. I'll read Jacob's first one.
Oh, we actually, we have a twist. Like, I sent mine to, have we explained that yet?
Oh, I already said that.
Oh, sorry.
Boo, where were you?
Daydream? I'm joking. Oh, I need to say a joke.
That's so funny. The whole time I was explaining the twist, you were just thinking about Texas for some reason.
No, I'm laughing. Two weeks ago when we were filming this, Lucas was joking, and I believed him at first because I didn't know it was a joke, but he said that when he does his podcast, he edits his videos also, and I was like, wait, are you lying?
Oh, yeah. Me and Jacob, if you don't know, we aren't together when we do this because we don't live in the same place. So we're doing this on this. We just talk to each other on this website, sort of like a phone call. And as a joke, I told him that like during the podcast, I'm not even paying attention. I'm just like reading a book.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny thinking about like you when you hear a pause, you like go up and just mention something random.
Oh, yeah. That's like the worst thing, though, is when you for some reason just can't hold a conversation and like someone's talking to you and you have no idea what they're saying.
Oh my gosh, I hate, some reason that does happen. So like I'm talking to someone and I'm like, I'm not interested. But then I like think about something or I just look at something and I forget what they're saying.
I know. And then you have to just be like, oh yeah, or something like that.
Oh
that
yeah.
It actually doesn't happen to me that often, but like for some reason that made me think of that.
I hate like the fake laughing though, like because sometimes it's not even something funny and they're like, boo, like I did bad on a test and you're laughing. And it's like, oh, sorry, I didn't know what you were saying.
Oh, that's the worst situation when you have to fake laugh. And I always wonder like when you're having conversations with people and I'm like trying to be funny, I'm like, oh my God, are they fake laughing this whole time and like feel so uncomfortable deep down?
Oh yeah, that's what I sometimes wonder too. Like if I like say a little joke and like what if someone's like, boo.
Also, this isn't even on the list of my pet peeves, but I randomly just thought of this. How come it's so uncomfortable when someone says, oh my God, look at this photo, it's so funny, or like, look at this video, it's so funny, and you're together and you have to pretend, for some reason, like, even if it is genuinely funny what they're showing to me, like, I can't laugh genuinely.
Oh my gosh, I hate that, because then they show you like a meme, and every time, even if mostly when I think memes are funny, I don't laugh out loud, I just think they're funny, but it's so awkward because you have to fake laugh and you have to be like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I know. And then like, they'll just, that's really awkward.
I also hate, this is even worse. So like, it's good. Like if a family member does this, I'm fine with it. Cause like, I actually know them, but like if when someone shows you like a 5-minute video and you have to like laugh the whole time.
Oh yeah. And then you're kind of just like, wait, are we going to watch the whole thing?
I know. And it's like, okay, can you fast forward to the end? I get it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read Jacob's first pet peeve. His first one is people that smell like Fritos.
Oh yeah. So like, so do you explain it or do I?
We can just have a natural conversation about it. So, like, saying we're going to have a natural conversation.
I sound so blind. But like, okay, so dogs obviously smell like Fritos. We can all agree that their feet smell like Fritos.
But for some reason, I don't know what it is about dogs, but like, I kind of like when they smell like Fritos. They're just kind of like cute. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's like, I'm okay with that. But the people that smell like Fritos, like you shake their hand and then you smell your hand and it smells like Fritos.
Okay, that's crazy that some people stink. You know what I mean? Yeah. But the craziest thing is I always used to think, oh, I'm not someone who has BO. You know what I mean? Like, I always was like, even if I go on a hike, like, I just don't really smell. But then for some reason, the last like 3 weeks, I've actually started to smell myself. It's so fucking gross.
Like, after you wear deodorant, you still smell?
It's literally, if you guys, there's only one taco seasoning that we all use. I don't know what brand it is, but there's a taco seasoning at every grocery store. It comes in that little packet. And I started like 3 weeks ago, I decided, oh, I'm going to make myself like a burrito or whatever, like an at-home Chipotle burrito. And I put that taco seasoning over chicken. And every single day I had that taco seasoning, like 3 hours after lunch, I can smell it on me.
Oh, I hate...
It's like coming out of my armpit. Sorry to gross you guys out, but...
Smelling like a taco.
I know. So
that's like next level.
People who smell like Fritos, maybe they eat more Fritos than usual, so it starts to come out of their armpit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like sometimes they just smell like salty. Yeah, so maybe they just eat a lot of salty foods.
Oh my God, you know what one of the other grossest things is? That this is literally everybody. But one of the grossest things that happens to everyone is when you smell someone's hair.
Oh, I mean, no, over Christmas break, you guys got, you. I was like, for some reason, one of you guys smelled my hair and you was like, ew. Okay, if you don't wash your hair, maybe this is just like us, but if you don't wash your hair for one day, you can smell it, like if you go close.
No, it's everyone, because I remember like in high school sitting behind some people and like a girl with long hair and I was like, oh my God, the hair smell. It's not even like a bad smell, it's just like gross.
Yeah, like, so it's like BO is fucking disgusting, but hair smell is just like, I could smell it if I wanted to, but it's just like, I don't prefer, it's gross. Yeah. And like, yeah, I just, talking about hair, I just thought about, when you were in school, did you ever have a class with like someone that thought it was cool to have dandruff and they put it on their table and they were like, look it, guys, and then everyone was like,
you know?
Yeah, in eighth grade, someone did that because they thought it was cool.
Oh my God, ew. I actually have never had dandruff. That's one thing I'm lucky enough not to have had.
Oh, there was a point in my life where, so I used product every day, but nowadays I don't really use it, but I use product every single day, mousse and product. Like mousse is like something to get volume, and I use like stuff to make my hair go up. And like, I guess if you use it every day, your hair starts to build these white particles that looks like cotton. And I remember being so embarrassed of it, but it wasn't dandruff, but like it was everywhere.
Oh, I actually take back what I said, because I did have dandruff just a couple months ago when I bleached my whole head. Because like the bleach made my head crusty. And then like for a week after, like my head was just like, I don't know if that's dandruff, but yeah, my head was like shedding skin because of the bleach. The bleach hurt my head so bad. I can't believe people go through that all the time.
I remember seeing that. I know what you're talking about. The dandruff after getting your hair dyed. What's your next hair venture? Just out of curiosity, or do you just want to keep the blue? He has blue hair.
Oh no, right now it's just blonde because I didn't reapply the blue.
Oh, are you just going to let it grow out or are you going to like dye it blonde again?
I don't really know. But right now I don't really feel like I need to I don't need to like re-bleach it because it's just like growing out.
Oh, yeah, it's
out.
Like perfect. Yeah.
Also, isn't it kind of cool to have roots showing nowadays?
I know. I kind of like the like just a little bit of blonde. You kind of used to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because even on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, like they all wear wigs and stuff and they buy wigs that like the roots are showing.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's kind of cool. Like even Kylie. Oh, my gosh. I just mentioned Kylie Jenner and we need to pause this. This is probably going to take 10 minutes, but we need to talk about
Jordan
Woods.
The only bad thing
about
this is we're currently recording this on Wednesday and our podcast doesn't go up till Tuesday. So like, what if all this new info comes out by the time we say this?
Oh yeah. So I was going to mention the Jordan Woods thing and right now I think it's fake.
I don't know. I just don't think Jordan Woods would ever betray them like that. But honestly, who knows?
Okay.
That family is just like, has the evil vibes, because like why does so much bad stuff happen to them?
Yeah, it seems like bad thing. Yeah, that's great, but I feel like the reason why I don't think it's true, because I kind of dug, and okay, you know Jordan Woods, she obviously has an Instagram, so Khloe Kardashian obviously follows her. So Khloe Kardashian never likes any of her photos, never comments, doesn't do any of that. But then why on her recent photo from 2 days ago Khloe Kardashian likes it and comments 2 times, so cute, baby face. It's like, boo, you, like, part of me thinks it's planned because then it makes it more suspicious. Like, they were best friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah, also, the only other thing is this just so happens to come out 2 weeks before their new season premieres. You know what I mean? Like, now they're literally everywhere.
Yeah, and this was a good story. Like, if I wouldn't be able to think of this story, this is such a good story.
I feel like just the truth will come out, and maybe by the time you guys are listening to this, the truth has came out.
Yeah, but more about the Fritos, though. Yeah, I just, like, the whole body smells like Fritos, and, like, it's probably just natural, but sometimes it just gets to a stage where, and sometimes I, like, smell my nose by, like, lifting up my front lip and, like, sniffing, and sometimes it does smell like clams, but, like, obviously.
Ew. Also, I was watching Remy Ashton, this YouTuber named Remy Ashton. She's Asian, and she said that Asians don't have body odor. I wonder if that's true.
Oh my gosh, is that?
Because she was like talking about that. Like, she always goes to like SoulCycle, then like goes straight to a meeting. And she's like, yeah, I don't ever really have to worry about, like, obviously I still take showers, but she's like, I never have to worry about smelling because Asians don't have body odor. And I was like, oh my god, is that true?
Are those people, I never knew that, like, certain like ethnicities don't have body odors.
That maybe her information was wrong. But anyway, let's move on.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Should I read your next one?
Yeah, we'll keep going back and forth.
Okay. People who don't like cheese, mayo, or say this is so fucking true. And say ranch is disgusting. Bitch, grow up. Like, okay, so Lisa Vanderpump on this reality show that I watched said, I've never tried ranch, bitch.
Oh, yeah, it's like people who claim they're above, first of all, cheese, like, I kind of get that one because people are like, oh, yeah, I just don't like cheese. And I, like, kind of give them a pass for that a little bit, but I still am kind of judging, you know what I mean? But when people claim they don't like mayonnaise or ranch, it's like, oh, my God, like, you aren't better than us. Just come on. You aren't.
Oh,
everyone likes ranch.
Yeah, oh, people, okay. When they get a sandwich and they scrape off some of the mayo and say, that's too much.
And
bitch,
they say,
it's
oh,
so
yeah.
Yummy.
They say, oh my God, ranch grosses me out. It's like, what? Ranch is obviously so good.
I know there's so many people that say, like, yeah, especially with cheese too, people say, I'm lactose intolerant. That's not a thing. I'm joking.
Like, obviously it is a thing, but you should still be forced to eat cheese.
I know. You can't eat vegan cheese. You need to eat actual cheese.
Oh, I remember when I tried going vegan, I remember I convinced myself I liked vegan cheese.
Oh, wait, vegan mac and cheese or just vegan cheese?
Just any of it. I remember thinking, like, oh my God, this mac and cheese is actually better. And I remember, like, a couple months ago, for some reason, I bought vegan mac and cheese just to be like, because I was like, oh yeah, I actually liked that. And I was like, this literally tastes like shit.
I remember I liked it, but maybe I just forced myself to. Because, like, I was with Lucas for a month at the time, so I probably just faked it.
Oh yeah, it's so sad because I happened to try to go vegan when Jacob and our other sister Allie were visiting LA, so like I kind of ruined their whole trip.
Yeah, we had to eat veggie grill, fake chicken.
Yeah, not the best.
But we did end global warming with that though. Cause is it don't vegans like help global warming?
Yeah, because animal, like herding cattle, like all their farts burn the ozone layer or something. That's actually true.
That's crazy. So like if I went vegan, like this wouldn't happen.
Well, I think they're currently like in the final stages of making, like, they found a way to use stem cells to make actual meat but not have to kill animals, so
pretty much no one will have
to be vegan.
I would love it if they did that, because though obviously it's days, it doesn't happen that often where I'm just like, you know what, I just like meat kind of grosses me out because sometimes I think of an animal getting slaughtered and obviously I'm like, ew.
Yeah,
but
obviously,
if they made it like
it's
this,
so sad thinking about, like, the meat industry. Like, obviously, it's horrible what the animals have to go through, but most of us just choose to ignore that. But luckily, we won't have to for very long.
If every day I had to watch one of the Netflix movies, like, what are they? I don't know what they're called, but I've watched them. I'd for sure never eat meat again. If, like, someone forced me to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to move on to Jacob's. I'm actually going to combine two of yours because they kind of go together. Being bloated and when you feel dry. Not that they don't really go together, but like they kind of are in the same category, you know?
Oh, yeah. I just, like, I like eating pasta, but then you always feel so bloated.
Oh, yeah. Literally just last night, for some reason, I hadn't even eaten anything for hours, but right before dinner, I felt so bloated and I had to pop some Tums.
Oh, wait, have you gotten to the stage of taking Tums like once a week?
No, I literally never take them. But for some reason, I was just like, I'm just going to take it. And then somehow it makes the gas go away. But that's the worst feeling, is when like your stomach is just full and you feel like you need to just like fart or burp to let it out. But for some reason, your body won't.
I know. And you just feel gross. Like it just is. Yeah. But Tums, if you do have a really bad one, Tums do shit. Like they somehow do shit.
Do you remember when we were helping move our sister like half a year ago and I literally was almost bedridden because of gas?
Yeah, you were like, so we hadn't ate since like 11 or 12 o'clock. And then like it was 7, like 9 o'clock actually. And we got food and you were like, I'm not going to eat it. And like you were laying on the couch and like we were all like, what?
Yeah, I literally turned down Raising Cane's, which if you've had it, it's amazing. Like I couldn't eat it because my stomach hurt that bad.
Like, how does that happen? Like,
I remember literally trying to go to the bath. I went to the bathroom and like, sorry for TMI, but I tried to just like let all the gas out and it just wouldn't come out. And I was so annoyed.
So are you a believer? Like, because I don't know if I believe it. Like, do you think that ginger ale and like 7-Up helped with it? Because I knew that you tried that, but did that help?
I honestly don't know. I think it just passes naturally. You just have to take Tums and just hope for the best. I wonder if anyone's stomach has like exploded because of gas.
Oh, yeah. They just like can't let it out. So they need to do something.
Yeah. Also, what were you going to say?
Oh, it was something that was too TMI. I'm not actually going to say that.
Oh, my God. Good thing I caught you. The next one is when you feel dry, which specifically, I feel that so hard when your face is dry. Like, I hate that.
Oh, yeah. And you just like, and if you look close enough and you, don't you hate it when you rub your skin and those dry flakes coming out?
Yeah, that's the worst. Like whenever I start like a new acne regimen, like I know my face is going to be crusty for a couple of days, but it's the worst feeling. Like even trying to smile or laugh, like your face just hurts because it's kind of cracking.
Oh, yeah. I also hate the feeling of like this is like such like a this day and age problem, but like when your face is dry and you want to get a good photo and like no one else can notice it probably, but like you can see the dryness through your face.
Oh yeah, that's the worst. Like I've gotten to points where I've started like a Tazorac or like some really intense prescription acne thing where like your face almost feels thicker because like there's just an extra layer of like scabs from like just your face being ripped up.
Yeah, and if you exfoliate it, it just hurts more. Like there's no way to do it.
Wait, do you remember when I literally had that gross thing on my chin from acne medicine? It was this gross, weird eczema rash that like wouldn't go away.
Yeah. Do you still get that? Because I know that like you try new stuff, but does that still happen?
I just know like if I try and, well, luckily by this point, my skin's just kind of used to all the stuff I put on it. So like it doesn't really react to anything because like it's just been through so much abuse. But like if I'm starting something that's really intense, like I know to put Aquaphor on my chin to prevent it.
Yeah, because it only happened on your chin somehow.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear Luna barking?
Wait, I was going to mention that. What's happening?
I don't know. She's literally just barking at a wall.
That's scary. That's for sure a demon in there.
No, I'm actually going to go pee, though, because I really have to go pee.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go pee, too. Did Luna stop barking? I didn't hear her.
Oh, yeah. I fed her lunch.
Oh, she was just hungry. The funniest thing is that when you were peeing, I like hold like because I got done before you and I heard like the toilet slam shut and it sounded so funny. But about the dryness, like the thing, another thing is like the face, obviously, but after you get done with the pool and the back is so dry, does that happen to you?
Oh, yeah. And just like your eyes almost are just tearing up because of like, you just have so much chlorine and chemicals, other people's urine just kind of all enter dry.
Yeah. And like, for some reason, I just always open my mouth underwater, which is so gross. That doesn't have to do anything with dry.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. Lucas's next one. People who claim they don't like McDonald's, shove it up your ass. This one, okay. There was,
this kind of
like,
goes along with the first one.
Yeah, because like I like people that act like they don't like all these good foods that are so unhealthy but so good.
Yeah, because it's just sort of like, come on. Like we obviously McDonald's isn't our favorite food, but like everyone likes it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a point in my life for like 5 years where I wasn't eating it because our sister showed us a video of like the chicken nuggets, but I got over it. Like I ate a McChicken yesterday.
Yeah, like obviously maybe the way they make it isn't the best, and there's some theories about pink slime being involved, but it tastes good. Everyone likes it. If you're on a road trip and you have nothing else, also McDonald's breakfast, like across the board, everyone, I think unanimously likes that.
Yeah, the thing is that I like McDonald's normal food. Like, I'm always down for a Quarter Pounder, but breakfast food, why is the breakfast food so much better? Like, the mini burritos, oh my gosh.
I also really want to get into the Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Oh, okay. There was a Chick-fil-A being built by a house, which I you obviously know, and I'm going to go to my fucking breakfast there on Saturday morning.
It's done?
So, it's done on Thursday.
Oh my God, it's probably going to be the biggest line ever. Like, literally, you have to wait like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, no joke. I think it honestly, even during Saturday morning at like 10 o'clock, it's for sure going to be like a 45-minute wait. But I've had the breakfast once and it was good. It's like chicken breakfast though. It's like breakfast.
Get the burrito.
Oh, that's what I got last time.
Oh my God, was it so good? I watched a video of someone eating that. It came in my YouTube recommended. Like
was it the chicken potato burrito?
Yeah, I think they only have one.
It was so good. Like breakfast food I honestly think breakfast fast food is the best fast food sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Even Taco Bell breakfast food, if you haven't tried it, get up on it.
So good. Another thing about this McDonald's thing. Okay, so McDonald's, everyone, like, you have to like it. But then another thing is, like, Five Guys, people say it's too greasy. Ew, why is it in aluminum foil? Okay, step your pussy up.
Oh, that brings it. I think we've already mentioned this before, but just have to mention it again. Back in school when it'd be pizza day in the cafeteria and people would get extra napkins and soak up the grease. It's like, come on, rub the grease on your face, ingest it. It makes it taste better.
I get so mad when people do that. Like, no joke. Like, I don't get mad like actually physically, but in my mind, like, there's like a fight, a war going on. It's like, I'm sorry, but like, part of me wants to kick the table down.
I know. It's like I have to, even if you aren't in my life, you're out of my life even more. Like, I can't communicate with you. Any school projects that come up, if I work with you, I'm going to have to fake sick. Like, thinking about switching schools.
And people think that it's going to make them skinnier. But I'm sorry. Eating a cheese pizza isn't going to make you skinnier. Like, no matter how it's made.
Literally fuck off.
I know, that's like what I want to say to them when I see that happening.
All right, Jacob's next ones are people who lick their lips and also people who say,
So like, I think it's a funny as a joke, but sometimes our mom, like not even as a joke when she like, you know this too, Luke, it's like, she's not even doing it as a joke. She's like eating ice cream or something and she's like,
Wait, she does that?
No joke. Like, when she makes food, she actually does that, not even as a joke.
Oh my God, that must be, because I don't think I've ever eaten something and like, if someone cooks something just to be nice, I'll be like, that's so good. But like, my body doesn't naturally do have that response, you know?
No, it's funny because she also does it with her mouth open, kind of like, Yes, like, okay, so I do think it's like, I obviously, when she does it, I obviously think it's funny, but then like, it's also kind of like, it's also kind of gross, but like, I'm used to, like, I'm gross, it's okay.
I'm a hypocrite. Licking lips, yeah.
What about a hypocrite though?
Oh, I was gonna say, I'm a hypocrite for this because I do this from time to time. But another thing that kind of annoys me is when you're eating with someone and like when they're talking while they're chewing, they cover their mouth. It's like, just leave it all open. You know what I mean?
Yes, like the people that cover their mouth. I do this when I'm with like people that like I'm not like 100% comfortable with. But like, yeah, I do that sometimes. But also like, if you do, it's just kind of like, boo, we know that there's food in your mouth.
It almost draws more attention. It's like, maybe just chew with your mouth closed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, I do got to mention something. So, okay. I don't know what I think about this. It depends who I'm with. So, I'm okay with some people eating with their mouths open. Like, I honestly don't care most of the time.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, most people, when they eat, like, it doesn't really cause a problem. But then there are certain people who, like, when they eat with their mouth open, it gets a little bit, like, noisy, sort of like an ASMR situation, and like, it kind of gets to the point where like, you can hear like slopping going around, so it kind of, that's a no.
Yeah, somehow like my ears pick up ASMR when people are like Like, but some people, most people though, are like, okay, like I'm okay if they're like talking with a big mouthful of chicken, like, Tayutonan Iguni Akuni or something. Like, I'm fine with that. But some people, I get it. It's like gross.
Oh boy.
But licking lips, like, so, like, there's just, like, this brings me back to the Grammys when Offset licked his lips so forcibly. Like, I don't know how to say that word, but it was just like, wasn't, I'm okay with it. I'm not gonna protest, but it is kind of.
Yeah, I guess that's one pet peeve. I don't know. I feel like I don't notice, but I'm sure people around me do lick their lips.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often, but like.
Yes, I actually, I'm gonna try to adopt that one. Like, I'm not mad about it right now, but I'm gonna try to train myself to get mad about it.
Oh yeah, because like I feel like to live a healthy life, you like obviously you need to be like not actually mad, but fake mad at things. Like not actually like I'm gonna beat them up, but like you need to be mad at some things. You can't be like happy.
Oh yeah, like, mad about stupid things. You need to be mad about stupid things, so then it distracts you from the actual things that you should be mad about that would actually cause depression if you think about.
Yeah, like so you need to be mad about like people licking the list because like you can't get mad about. If you're mad that, like, Donald Trump is our president, which, like, most people are, I think. But, like, you can't think about that because then you actually will, like, get mad and sad. So you need to be mad about people licking their lips.
Yeah, so then your brain has the impression, oh, we actually might be living a pretty good life because the only thing we have to be mad about is that sometimes people lick their lips around me. So then you can kind of calm down a little bit. we might have just came up with a whole, like, therapy method.
Yeah. I'm not even joking. I haven't ever heard like that. Like, I haven't ever heard someone say that. But now that you mention that, that honestly is true. Because, like, if I wasn't ever mad about, like, people, like biting their fingernails and stuff, then I would have more time to spend about being mad about, like, why don't we get to live for 500 years? But, like, you know, we just are mad about dumb shit. So we don't get to think about that.
True.
Wait, you should start your own life coach business.
Oh my god, I actually already secretly am.
Okay, the next one, Lucas is. People who are always writing on Twitter like they're a huge, like they're in a huge-ass fight all the time. Like, for example, wow, this is an example. Wow, bitches really tried me this week. Little do they know I'm silent, but deadly. You're a dead bitch to me. It's like, why are you always in a fight? Grow up. Bitch, I didn't read yours before you wrote this. This one, this could be a whole entire podcast. I'm not even joking.
I know, because there's these people, and not going to lie, sometimes I do enjoy reading these, but at the same time, I'm like, wait, why are you always in drama? But like certain people will write these things that are just like, every tweet pretty much seems like they're yelling at someone, but you don't know who they're yelling at. Like, it's like, wow, fake friends, turns out you're a fake bitch, but trust me, I'm plastic, I don't care if you're fake, or something like that. Like, it always is just like, they're in a fight, and just like, in real life, they probably didn't say the things they wanted to say, so they take to Twitter to write the perfect comeback that they never got to say in real life.
Yeah, so like, I don't know what these, because I know what you're talking about. There's people that every day they tweet something like it's toward someone that they hate, and I don't get it, but like it is enjoyable sometimes, but then sometimes it gets to like overboard, and it doesn't, yeah, like, it happens on every social media, it seems like.
Yeah, like for example, they would just say like, cut out, today I decided to cut out all the bullshit in my life, you know who you are, or something like that. Or people will just be like, I don't know. They're just like, it just seems like they're always in a fight. And like, you kind of do like it because you're like, oh my gosh, what a bad bitch. But at the same time, you're like, why are you always in drama?
Yeah. And I'm honestly confused about it most of the time because there is people that like, YouTuber, I watch their videos and they seem like happy and stuff. But then when you look at their Twitter, they like, it seems like their life is like a living hell because they said like to that person in my hometown that said, I'm a bitch. Look at me now. It's like, I'm scared.
Literally. Like, it's just, I don't know.
This one is like, I didn't think about this until now because there's also like, there's one where they at the, like they don't at the person, but they like act like it's toward someone. But then there's another version of this like category that we're talking about where they try to give like a therapy session through a tweet saying like, you know, all those toxic people in your life, you need to cut them out because else it's gonna overboil. You know, like the therapy version of those.
Oh, tweets? Yeah. Or they just always kind of seem like they're people are trying to have sex with them. Like, wow, all these fuck boys really trying it, but I ain't gonna give in. It's like, but it's they always are tweeting it. So you're like, is this actually true that like this many people are trying to get with you, or is this all just fake?
I know, I always wonder that because I never see people in real life that are like this, that like always say something like that.
Honestly, that's a really good internet persona though. I might have to adopt that because I never tweet. So maybe my Twitter persona, like every day I can just write like a comeback to a fight I'm not even in.
Like it is kind of annoying, but like, and it's also good for Instagram captions because like I've probably done it before, but like I want to do it more often. Like this is like, it can be like to all the like fuck you to like the taxes person that was behind me or like just something dumb. But I kind of
mad
about.
The last two times you've said that, I thought you were saying taxes. I'm like, are you that mad about taxes?
Oh, toxic. Like toxic. You know how people always say toxic? Not yeah. Taxes.
And at first I was like, oh, I guess it kind of makes sense because we're going into tax season. But I was like, oh, I didn't know you like were that focused on taxes.
No, I'm not in a rich person tax gap, so I don't have to. Wait, do rich people pay more in taxes? Or how does that work?
Yeah, I think so, at least. Anyway, next
I don't have to pay that much.
Jacob's next major life pet peeve that ruins his day is nachos because the bottom chips never have stuff, which this is honestly one, so true.
Yeah, this kind of got developed over like kind of just like over the past year because like we get nachos from Taco Bell and you can't eat the bottom ones when you're in the cow because you don't have salsa on you. And only the top ones have cheese.
Yeah, and then the worst thing is, like, nachos at a lot of restaurants are an appetizer, like, a shareable entree. So you, like, the whole table, like, oh my god, let's order nachos. But then there's always so much unsaid drama underneath the sheet. Because, like, you just don't know, like, is someone going to literally, like, someone grabs a chip and you're like, oh my god, are you literally going to grab the chip with all the guacamole on it? Like, we kind of have to use that to dip. But you are literally eating it all and hogging it all to yourself. But you kind of just have to move on and just except that you aren't going to be able to try any of the guacamole because they got
that's always a fight. Like, so there's this fast food place called Amigos, and I don't ever get the nachos because I know it's a risk, but one of my siblings always get the nachos, and I always ask for, can I have one nacho? And this is when it benefits you. You get the nacho with the most cheese. Like, you basically are grabbing one chip, but then somehow there's, like, five other chips attached to it.
I know, literally. And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, even though you, like, literally took all the toppings in one swipe. And the person just has to be like, oh, no, it's totally fine. But that honestly sucks because then you get the first layer and you're loving it. And then there's just a bunch of tortilla chips that kind of have a little bit of melted cheese on them, but there's nothing left.
Yeah, like that's the problem with most things is that like it's made with shredded cheese and the cheese can just go off with one swipe. And the bottom ones like are basically nothing.
This actually reminds me of like a great snack if you ever want is you get a plastic plate. Actually don't do this anymore because of like waste, but back in high school I used to get a plastic plate, get some Tostito chips on it, put a whole bunch of shredded cheese on it, put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, and then like the worst thing is a lot of the chips melt into the plastic plate. You kind of have to rip off part of the plastic plate, but you just eat them anyway.
I have something to say. So like I've made this too, and okay, this is probably gonna sound bad, but not gonna lie, I like the cheese that has been melted into the plastic. It tastes good.
It's probably so bad for you.
Okay. I just have something to say about this. I'm not going to say who did this, but I had a snow day today, and like some of my family members were at the house, siblings, and one of them made a breakfast pizza since we had that last night, but there was leftovers. And when they cooked it in the microwave for 2 minutes, it literally burnt through the plate, but they still ate it. I would too, but it's just funny like how it bonds through the plate.
That's so gross. All right, let's move on.
Okay, Lucas's next one. People who only listen to old music from the 70s, you're not better than us. Fuck right off or I'll hit. This is so true. I'll actually hit you.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is, but I honestly understand some people probably genuinely just like the Beatles and like just music from the 70s and 80s. Like they just aren't into current music. But I feel like people who are like that, they like to announce it a lot. Like they always have to be like, yeah, like everything on the radio is trash. Like all current music is disgusting. Like I literally only can listen to music from the 70s. And it's just like, it's just kind of like, I just get the impression like, why aren't you willing to evolve? Why do you just have to listen to the same album over and over? Like, I don't get it.
And why does it always seem like it's forced? Like, it seems like they don't even want to listen to the old music. It seems like they have to. Like, someone is in their life is making them.
Yeah, but I wonder if that'll be us. Because, like, our dad, for example, if you're in his car, he'll only listen to the old radio station. Like, he literally has no new music that he even entertains. But, like, I'm just wondering, like, doesn't he get bored? Because it's literally, like, this. It has to be old at this point. Like, he's listened to the same music over and over. But he still just, like, refuses to listen to current music.
Yeah, I've always wondered what type of old person I'm going to be. Like, when I'm in my 50s, am I going to, like, always going to be playing, like, music that I liked when I was a kid? Or am I going to be, like, our mom, which, like, still just listens to the things that everyone likes that are, like, hits nowadays? She evolves with the times, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Maybe once we turn, once we get older, maybe we will just be like, oh, my God, everything's trash.
But the thing is that, like, I've always wondered this. How is it going to work with, like, everyone that's under 35? Because I feel like everyone that's under 35, when they play music from their generation to their kids, how do they play that? Because it's going to be like, drop your ass down to the floor. Like, I don't, how are they going to play that to their kids without them being like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
You know what I mean,
I guess if the world keeps going in the same direction, the kids will already have, like, they'll still be asked music on the radio, so they'll already just be used to it. Actually, I'm reading your pet peeves, and you mentioned this pretty much the same thing. You said people who pretend to not know who popular people are, which is kind of in the same realm. Like, people who, like, if you casually mention, like, Kylie Jenner, they'll be like, wait, who is that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, not even joking. I feel like this might be top three biggest pet peeves. So, like, this goes with this does really go with the old music. Because you'd be like, oh, did you hear that Katy Perry just released a song? Like, wait, who's Katy Perry? I'm sorry.
Like, I understand if, like, you're getting a little bit obscure and, like, it's someone, like, I don't know, like, Marina and the Diamonds and someone doesn't know, or, like, Dua Lipa, who's still, like, pretty new, like, people might not know her. But when it literally, like, I remember, I'm not kidding, half a year ago, I was at a party and someone claimed they didn't know who Selena Gomez was. I almost was like, oh, my God, I have to leave. Like, we all know you know who she is.
I know, and I'm this is like, I honestly think they're just faking it. And something inside of them wants to fake it. I don't know if it makes them feel cool or
like,
what.
But it's like, if our grandma didn't know who Selena Gomez is, I would accept it. But, like, this was someone my age. I was like, okay, we all, even if you've never watched Disney Channel, don't listen to the radio. Like, you've heard of Selena Gomez.
Yeah, and another reason why I just don't believe them, because so I'm watching something on YouTube, like, when my dad's in the room, and, like, he's not even, like, with, like, the pop culture nowadays, and, like, Ariana Grande's on the TV, and, like, I don't even mention her or show pictures of her that often, and he's like, oh, that's Ariana Grande, or, like, Miley Cyrus is on the TV, and he's like, oh, that's Miley Cyrus, and, like, he knows who Justin Bieber is and stuff, so, like, if he knows, everyone has to know. Like, yeah. Not everyone, but
I wonder,
you know what I mean?
Like, maybe these people actually don't know who these people are, but if they are faking it, I wonder why. Like, do they just think it makes them look, like, sort of indie?
Yeah, I feel like there's, like, yeah, it does make them seem like, oh, I'm, yeah, it just makes, I feel like they just get, like, a indie, like, they just like the hipster vibe, you know? Like, I don't know who those people are.
I tried to do that, actually, when I was, like, 17, 18. I remember I was like, you know what? I'm actually probably just going to get into indie music. And I tried, and I genuinely, like, made mix. My car at the time didn't have an aux cord. I literally had to make mix CDs of, like, all this indie music. And, like, I tried so hard. And, like, I did, like, some of it. But I was like, I just am more into, like, music that, and I think I'm just more into, like, music that you can dance to.
Yeah, that's so crazy thinking about that. You used to have to use, because I mean, number writing, I feel like, you used to have to use CDs. That's so crazy.
Oh, yeah, but my favorite thing, though, like, I am, like, part of me is part of these people we don't like, because, like, when there is an indie song that I like, I'm so, like, proud of myself, and I, like, love, I'm, like, so happy that I like it. You know what I mean?
Like, one of the examples is, like, there was this one song that I kind of liked when you showed me it, but you were like, I love it. It was, like, this actually is an indie song. It goes, like, I got no roots and my home was never on the ground. I got no roots. You know that song?
Yeah, or, like, there was a band called, like, MGMT when I was in high school. And I remember I actually liked some of their songs. And I was like, oh, my God, I actually might be, like, an indie person deep down.
Oh, I thought of another person that you faked liked. Like, because I remember you listening to their music because, like, we all shared on iTunes or whatever. Like, okay, so they won a Grammy this year. And I feel like they're kind of indie. Like, it was another band, like, Him and Her. You faked like them, admit it.
I don't know who that is. Oh, you mean she and him?
And Hole.
She and him is a different band. But I actually, that's another one that I was proud to like because I was like, oh. But those, I feel like the ones that I like she and him is indie, but like Zooey Deschanel is an indie. She was on like a huge TV show. You know what I mean? Like it's sort of like indie music for people who aren't indie.
Yeah, like I listen to Lana Del Rey and like Marina and the Diamonds, but like I feel like that's like not, I feel like that's kind of like more pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there is like a cool, I kind of get why people are into indie music though, because there is like a cool feeling of like, oh my god, like I'm only like one of probably like 20,000 people who likes this person. Like, you kind of feel like, cool.
I do understand it, because when I find a YouTuber that not many people watch, like it kind of does feel cool because you kind of feel like you're part of like a mini fan club.
Yeah, like for example, like Kim Petras is really big now. But I literally, not trying to brag, but I did listen to her music like right when it first came out.
Yeah, bitch, how did you find her? Because I was thinking about that the other day. You sent me I Don't Want It Out when it like first, how do you know that? Like, how did you find that out? I want to know that.
It was because I saw it on my Twitter timeline. Like someone said, oh my God, she signed with Britney Spears' manager. Like she's the new, and it said she was a transgender pop star. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then I just ended up standing right away.
Was it Pop Crave?
I don't think it was. It was just something announcing that like Britney Spears, like this huge music manager, Larry Rudolph, I think his name is, signed her. So it was like a big deal.
Yeah, Kim Petras is like already huge, but I honestly think she's going to have a big breakthrough sometime. Like a big breakthrough.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I don't think I missed any, but yeah, Jacob's last one, which I do agree with, is muffin tops. Like, I don't care if someone else has a muffin top, but when jeans give me a muffin top, or like you getting boxers, like if they just give you a muffin top and you just feel gross that whole day.
Yeah, like so I'm not talking about like when other people have muffin tops, like at the beach, I don't care, but I hate the feeling. Yeah, I just hate when you have like tight underwear or tight jeans on, and like you like how they look, but I just don't like how they give you a muffin top.
Yeah, like, it's just like the worst. Like I actually had to go through like a full like I had to throw away all my underwear and buy all new underwear because it turns out I'm not a small anymore.
And then you don't get muffin tops anymore?
Yeah, now finally with the mediums, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's so much better because I just like, it just is annoying. It just is like, why? Because there is pants that don't give you muffin tops. I feel like, I don't know if everyone does, but I feel like it just happens if it's tight.
Yeah, I think even like this, even if someone literally had no fat on their body, they could still get a muffin top with the wrong pair of pants.
Yeah, so that's always
hopefully high-waisted jeans come in for men.
Oh, that's what I've honestly always wished that.
Can you imagine that would all be, these guys in high-waisted jeans? I hope that happens so bad because that just sounds so funny.
They would have to find a way to like make sure like you don't get like a moose knuckle, like one ball on one side.
Oh, yeah, literally.
That's the only thing is that they'd have to, like, invent something. If they invented that, then I feel like so many people would use it.
Sounds so funny.
I also would like high-waisted jeans because then I could, wear those t-shirts that only go, like, a little bit below the nipple. And then there's this area of your stomach where no one has fat, so anyone can stunt with, like, an outfit like that.
Oh, yeah, high-waisted jeans and that crop top. Okay, I'm looking out the window right now, and there's a police helicopter circling my apartment, so hopefully nothing too intense is happening.
Wait, have you heard anything creepy? Like, any creepy
noises?
No,
there's just, like, a police helicopter, like, flying low, circling. I wish I could say this wasn't a common occurrence, but it is.
Yeah, I am scared for you, but then at the same time, didn't that happen one time when I was there? A few times, actually.
I don't understand. Literally, once a day at least, I live next to this like big shopping center, and once a day at least, a police helicopter will circle it so low, but then like nothing happens. I don't know what, but this is like extra low, but I guess we'll see what happens.
I feel like it might be because you live by that big, big park that has like homeless people everywhere. So I feel like maybe like there was like people, I don't know, like fights or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Matthew has an app that tells you all of the crime as it happens real time, but I refuse to get it because I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah. And Lucas sent me one, though, that someone had a hammer. Like, part of me thinks that I'd rather, like, have someone not have it. Like, I just don't want a hammer thrown at me. That just sounds like anything thrown at me, but a hammer, that's scary.
Oh yeah, literally someone got attacked with a hammer. So scary.
Yeah. So Lucas's last one is people who claim they don't poop that often. That just means you're backed up. It's not glamorous at all. That's true. Like people who say, oh, I don't poop, but you poop. Like, we know it.
Yeah, I don't understand because I have gone on like mini vacations with a group of people. And like, sometimes there are certain people in the group who just don't poop. And I'm like, because you kind of notice, like, obviously if someone goes to the bathroom for more than 3 minutes, like they're pooping, you know? But some people just never do that. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, either you're backed up or you're like nervous to do it. Just do it.
But there is kind of a fine line I noticed because like I do talk about poop a lot, but like one of my siblings, I won't say who, but like whenever they come to the house, they always go poop in my bathroom and like I'm fine with it. But it's funny because whenever they're done, they're like, I went poop in your bathroom, and like something about it like makes me feel gross. But like I'm like everyone poops and I'm fine with it. But like I'm like, when I wash my face, is there going to be poop going into my skin?
Oh my God, that's the worst.
But like, yeah,
I
feel like,
I literally said that's the worst. Like, that's a thing that happens. That doesn't happen.
No, I feel like you should flex about going poop, but also like, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, just certain people who are like, oh yeah, I go poop once. Like, it's a rare person, but some people claim they only go poop like once a week, and it's like, oh, that doesn't mean you're like glamorous. It just means like it's kind of like you might have an intestinal problem that you might want to go to the doctor.
I know, like. To me, I think it's glamorous if you poop three times a day because then it's like you're so clean.
Oh yeah, like you have nothing in your body, and you probably like have the flattest stomach because like it just is, it comes in and goes out.
Yeah, it literally just you eat something. Isn't that a thing actually? Like people that have, it's obviously not called the poop disease, but isn't there something like where you eat and you have to go poop right after?
Oh yeah, literally one of our callers was about that on our first. Phone call advice podcast.
Oh yeah, I would like. I feel like that would like. I wonder like how that works. Like because you like you'd have to do it like make sure. Yeah, you have to like plan everything. I feel like.
Yeah, I guess it would just become part of your life. I guess.
I just had to say something else about listening to old music because like our dad like listens to old music, but he doesn't like have a vibe where he's like, I never. But there's people that listen to old music that have a vibe.
Yeah, like our dad like doesn't really announce it. Like he does not like, it's not like a personality trait where he's like, oh yeah, I just don't really like new music. But like some people, they want you to know. You know what I mean? Like they really go out of their way to let you know.
Oh yeah, like they would like be showing you something on their phone, but then they'd accidentally be like, oh sorry, the Killers are playing, the Beatles. Not the Killers, like they're not like old, but.
I just remembered that it's so funny that most of these I'm a hypocrite for because I do the same thing. There was a time I remember like when I was 20, I think, where I got all the new Beatles. I put the Beatles on my iPhone. I put Queen and like I went through a full stage where I was just like, I'm just going to just listen to this. And like whenever I had like someone in the car with me, I was so proud. Like when the Beatles came on, I was like, oh, yeah, like I'm into the Beatles.
Even when I was an 8 year old, like literally 7 or 8, I thought it was cool to listen to the Beatles. Cause remember how I got, okay, I'm not trying to flex, but I know this is so hypocritical because I was making fun of people that like old stuff, but can we talk about how I kind of got a record player before it was cool?
I know you actually did. Like you got a record player before they were at every single Urban Outfitters.
So, like, for some reason, I wanted one because my grandma had one, and someone gave me the Beatles, and I remember I was like, guys, I have the Beatles. But I listened to the record player for a year, but then most of the time I listened to Kesha's first album, Cannibal. That's a good album.
That's the funniest thing to ever think of playing on a record. Like, it kind of takes away all the coolness of the record player. Not that Kesha's bad, but just, like, the thought of her, like, electronic music about being drunk playing on a record player.
I know, because I feel like if someone says they listen to Katy Perry, I'm fine with it. But, like, Kesha's just, like, another level of, like, music.
You think you're cool for having a record player, because you're like, yeah, I'm all into, like, I'm sort of an old soul. But then, like, on the record player, it's playing, like, you talking that blah, blah, blah.
I know. Like, it just doesn't fit well. Those don't even mesh
well
together.
Also, I feel like I have to do a clarification a little bit. I feel like I might have to do a retraction, because, like, there might be drama with this. I just want to say, my pet peeve isn't people who enjoy old music. Like, I think it's fun to sometimes listen to, like, Whitney Houston, like, even the Beatles. Like, it's fun to mix those in. But I'm talking about people who only, and they refuse to listen to new music, and they only listen to old music, and, like, they sort of make it a thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all for enjoying old hits, for sure.
Yeah, like, I kind of need to explain this, too, because I don't always listen to old music, but, like, I sometimes listen to, I honestly do it to kind of be annoying. Like, obviously, I don't actually, like, you've got a friend in me. Like, obviously, I'm doing that to play that to be annoying. Like, I don't actually, because there was this phase where I always played You Got a Friend in Me by Tolstoy, but, like, I did it to be annoying.
Oh, yeah, but if
I don't even know how to
throw, like, I Want to Dance with Somebody on or something, like, obviously, that'll make a party lit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's funny that I'm making fun of them, because there was this one song that I found. Everyone knows this song. Wait, can I play a snippet?
Yeah.
Because you will know it within the first 5 seconds. Wait, I need to find the part that everyone
knows. Wait, I don't know this song.
Wait, let me find it. No, it goes like, da, 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 da. Like, people play it to now, I guess.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I hold it in people's YouTube videos.
Oh my god, bougie.
Yeah, so there is times when I listen to old music.
I also remember when Ariana Grande, like, before she even was, like, as the superstar she is, I remember I used to follow her on Twitter. And back then, like, even still, kind of, like, she was really into, like, old things, like Audrey Hepburn. And, like, she was really into, like, the old-timey stuff. And I remember, because I thought she was so cool, I tried to, like, get into it, too. I remember trying to listen to, like, Judy Garland songs that aren't popular now and stuff.
I kind of get this whole, like, I like old stuff, because I feel like there's kind of this thing where, like, old stuff is glamorous.
Oh,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, that's sort of Lana Del Rey, not really now anymore, but, like, when she first began, like, her whole thing was, like, being, like, in the 60s or something.
Yeah, because I feel like even, like, 100 years from now, like kids might, like, I don't even know if this is going to happen, but I feel like kids might think it's cool to, like, so people think, like, but I feel like maybe there might be a time when kids might think it's cool, like, to think of, like, a beauty guru.
I just can't picture it. Like, since maybe it's just because we're in this time, but I can't picture people looking back on this time and thinking it was glamorous.
Yeah, because I can't, like, picture someone looking back at, like, all these YouTubers and thinking, like, it was Yeah, I can't picture that either. But I guess maybe people didn't think it was glamorous back then what they were doing.
Yeah, and then it's so funny because, like, whenever anyone talks about, like, oh, I would wish I was born in the 60s, like, people, like, remind them and they're like, yeah, that you actually probably don't want to live back then. That's like, everyone was so sexist and racist and homophobic.
Oh, yeah, like there was this tweet that I saw by, like, this famous gay person on Twitter that said, like, say, like, that he was making a joke saying, like, when there's gay people that say, I wish I was born in the 50s, it's like, bitch. It's like, it was like a tweet.
You literally would have to be, you would have had to have been in hiding.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, it's just like, I don't even know how to describe the person. But
yeah, it's almost
sort of
like, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I think I'm mad because it's so cool. Like, I'm just sort of mad that I don't enjoy old music as much. Like, it's almost like I'm jealous, like, because they actually are kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess I just kind of envy them.
Yeah, because it's like, I wish I was cool enough to be like, yeah, like, pop music nowadays, like, I don't know, it doesn't have the substance that I'm after.
I feel like I kind of get it, I guess, that music isn't as, like, maybe, I actually don't know.
Yeah, is it actually, like that? I wonder if, like, the music from our time, like, is it going to be timeless? Like, are people still going to, like, remember it? You know what I mean? Or is it just going to be, yeah, like, you sort of just forget about it?
I've wondered that because, like, obviously everyone, I feel like people are going to listen to the Beatles and, like, all that and Elvis forever. But is there, like, in 200 years, are people going to be, like Britney Spears is going to be, like, the new, or, like,
like Adele.
So iconic. Oh, yeah. Like, whenever I think about stuff, I only think about, like, the big pop stars. But, like, Adele is obviously huge, but she's just not, like, the typical pop star.
I feel like, yeah, she'll probably be the music that'll be timeless.
Yeah, because I don't know if it'd be, like, Britney Spears or anything, but it could be. But, like, yeah, I feel like it would be Adele, since it's kind of slow and kind of like, this is a... Do you think she's going to release a new album, by the way? Do you think she's, like,
Oh, did you see her and Drake were hanging out?
Wait, for real?
Yeah, her and Drake, apparently had like a crazy weekend. They like went, they rented out a bowling alley, drank there. Then they went to some weed shop and chilled there, bought jewels. And like they just had like a crazy like afternoon, I guess.
That's so crazy. Drake and Adele hung out.
So I hope to God that Adele sings the chorus in some Drake song.
Oh, that, if they did a collab, Adele, like, I couldn't ever picture this, but can you picture, like, her singing, like, when I was born, I lived a happy life, but then Drake comes and, like, beat the pussy up and stuff.
Oh, God, that'd be iconic. I hope that happens. Also, did you hear the Jonas Brothers are getting back together?
Oh, my gosh. I saw that. Is that true, though?
I mean, the only thing is they did do this a couple of years ago where they claimed they were getting back together, then it just all fell through.
I feel like now would be the perfect time because a couple years back, it might be too soon, but now it's like...
But apparently they're going to drop... Brothers. They're dropping Brothers. It's just going to be called Jonas.
Oh, yeah. So are they releasing music or is it like a tour? That's what
I think it's is music.
Music and then maybe an album, then tour.
Yeah, because I feel like they have a... I feel like it would actually be good. Like, they're all, like, still so young. You know what I mean? Isn't Nick Jonas, like, 25?
Yeah, because what I was going to say is that, like, with NSYNC and stuff and all those other bands, like, mostly when they do comeback music, it's not, like, the best. Yeah, but they're only, like, 25. So, only, like, 26 and 27.
Yeah, I feel like would be hard for Nick and Joe, though, because, like, Kevin, I feel like it's just, like, whatever. I mean, obviously, it's going to be in the background. But Nick and Joe, like, who is going to be the star? Because they've gone through so many different stages. Like, when the Jonas Brothers first came out, Nick was the star. And then it sort of became a thing where, like, Joe was completely the star and, like, Nick was sort of in the background, too. Like, in Camp Rock,
I feel like
Nick wasn't even in it, really.
I feel like when it falls, because do you agree that, like, right now, Nick is the bigger one?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But is that going to be weird if all of a sudden Joe is, like, not the star? Because, like, he always was kind of, like, the front person.
Yeah, so it's going to be weird because over time, Nick grew to become, like, the star of the three.
Because apparently this is what happened last time, is they had called off the whole thing because, like, they just all couldn't agree on anything. And it was just so much drama.
So, like, what do you... So, would they, like, choose the best person? Or, like, does that just happen naturally? I feel like they have to choose, right?
I don't know. I think the only thing is it kind of almost has to be Joe because, like, I feel like he doesn't play an instrument. And the way it used to work was, like, Joe would just kind of run around the stage and then Nick and Kevin would actually play instruments.
Okay, so now that I'm actually thinking about it and you're, like, explaining it more, I actually don't think it's going to work because I feel like I don't think Kevin would get involved in a fight, but I think Nick and Joe could, like, actually get in fights over, like, just, like, people, like, liking one of them more and stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like there's definitely, like, drama beneath the surface. Where, like, I feel like there's been times where, like, they haven't talked for, like, half a year at a time.
Yeah, or, like, I feel like if they did release a single, there would be, like, a huge... Because how would you pick who's going to, like, have the most pouts in the chorus and in the whole entire song?
Yeah, or, like, even the music video. Like, who's it going to focus on?
Oh, yeah, so I didn't think about that part of it till now. There's, like, for sure going to... have to, like, they're gonna have to, like, solve, like, figure out how it's
you guys
happen.
We all need to, like, we last podcast we talked about witchcraft. We should all, like, schedule a time where we do witchcraft together in all of our different places. Like, we're probably people listening to this podcast, like, we're all spread across the globe, maybe not everywhere, but, like, if we all do it at the exact same time and make a witchcraft spell, that the Jonas Brothers are going to have to commit to this comeback and face their differences and release a full album, I feel like we could get them to do it.
Yeah, if a few of us did it, I feel like we would have enough power in our minds to have control over them.
Yeah, like at the exact same time, we'll set a date, don't worry, but at the exact same time, all the different time zones together, we're all going to go on, we all have to buy an old iPod Nano with the Jonas Brothers album on it, and we're all going to play SOS at the exact same time and just, like, bow our heads and really just imagine them coming back together.
You need to be on your knees, eyes closed, hands praying, and you need to believe in it.
And, like, feeling so much emotion that, like, you're almost having a panic attack, like, shaking, like, sweat coming down. Like, I feel like we could make it happen.
Yeah, and you, like, need to be wearing a salt, and, like, you might have to be doing this naked just because it makes it more sentimental.
Or with, like, a Jonas Brothers, like an old, you have to go on eBay and find an old, like, first Jonas Brothers tour merch shirt.
Who's dedicated to this?
Okay, if you're ready.
Then start lining this up. Actually, send us your emails because we're going to make a newsletter. Okay, I actually have something to say about witchcraft. This is a bad time to mention it, but I don't know why it's a bad time. But someone emailed us, said, this girl did witchcraft on one of... I'm not reading it word for word, but this girl did witchcraft on one of her friends. And then the friend ended up getting pregnant a year later. So... what do you agree that that's witchcraft, or do you think that just is a coincidence?
I think that might not be witchcraft. It might just be unprotected sex.
That's what I was thinking, but then it's like, what if it was protective sex, but then the witch somewhere made a little bit of fluids go inside of her, and then boom.
You never know. That actually just made me think of in high school, there was all this drama because there was a rumor that this girl in my class was pregnant, and we were like, pretty young at the time, like 15. So it was a lot of drama. I remember she kept denying it. And then I was walking out of school at the same time of her and she was crying. And I was like, oh my God, what's wrong? And she was like, I'm pregnant or whatever. And everyone knows. And I was like, oh my God, it's okay. Like, it's going to be fine. And I was like, kind of helped her come to terms with it.
Wait, were you guys friends or were you guys just acquaintances?
We were like kind of friends. Like, we never hung out, but like, you know, that type of friend where like you never would you're friends at school, but like you would never even think of hanging out in real life. Like, both of you just mutually know, like, oh yeah, we would like honestly never hang out.
Yeah, like you guys both agreed on it silently. That I know what friend you're talking about. But that's like, you like helped her through a rough time.
Yeah, I'm sure she would just want me to end up... she probably just wanted me to go away and was like, I don't want to talk to anyone right now, but
did she end up having the kid?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Should we get them on the podcast?
Oh my God, I shouldn't. We can talk about that moment.
You're talking about, what did you feel? What did you think of it? What are your views now?
Well, we hope we pissed you guys off sufficiently. Hopefully these pet peeves just really riled you up, sort of put a damper on everything, you know?
I know. I hope you're mad right now. Like, I hope that if you're having a good day, you're like, wait, I'm annoyed about everything that everyone's doing.
Please email us if you have any like insane pet peeves that we didn't mention or you don't think we've ever thought of, because like maybe we need to add some.
I know, like I feel like there's some that I don't even think of that I'm just like annoyed silently.
I know, it's crazy how different things annoy different people though. Like, I feel like since we grew up in such a loud house, like noises, like some people get really annoyed and like there's a noise or like someone's coughing. Like, I honestly just don't, it doesn't even register to me. Like, remember I went to A Star Is Born with my friend Kate, and like at the end of the movie, she was like, oh my God, like I'm so annoyed. Like, I couldn't even pay attention because the people next to us. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even notice. Like, I think I'm really good at like tuning things out.
Oh yeah. There's like so many times where like there's a lot of people in a room. It's so loud. Like, it might get it, but I just like don't think about, I've like, since there's always people yelling, I don't really think about it.
Yeah, we've like learned how to just tune it out. Also, we used to have birds in our house who just constantly squawked. So I feel like that was good. Was good training.
I know. And like dogs that always barked. Like, that was good training for if you're ever in a situation where like you might kind of have anxiety. That kind of helps if you like get used to it.
Well, have a good piss off day and we'll see y'all next week.
Punch your wow.
Wait, what was that?
Okay, I'm scared.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.